AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. U.S. and Israeli airstrikes pounded Iran again today.
We've knocked out their Navy. We've knocked out their Air Force. We've knocked out all of their anti-defense.
President Trump telling reporters,
we have hit them harder than virtually any country in history has been hit. And we're not finished yet.
But somehow Iran continues to strike back. John Gambrell reports from Dubai.
The ongoing Israeli-American war on Iran is boiling down to one key question. Who can take the pain the longest? The world's economy is increasingly being affected by the fact that Iran is targeting oil infrastructure in the Gulf Arab states. Iran also has attacked ships in the Strait of Hormuz. That's the narrow mouth of the Persian Gulf, through which about a fifth of all natural gas and oil traded passes. There's also a lot of the world's fertilizer that moves through there as well. This is having a knock-on effect with higher gasoline prices and other commodities being affected. And the Iranians have insisted that they're not going to allow a single liter of petroleum to move through there. That's crucial as the Iranians are trying to pressure the wider world into getting Israel and America to stop its airstrike campaign.
In response, the International Energy Agency has agreed to release 400 million barrels of oil from emergency reserves, the largest amount in its history. Oil prices did rise today, but not to the peaks hit Monday. Brent crude, the international standard, rose 4.8%, settling just below $92 a barrel. U.S. crude up 4.6% to $87.25. On Wall Street, relative calm in the stock market. The Dow fell 289 points, or 0.6%. The S&P lost less than 0.1%, while the Nasdaq had a small gain. Inflation held steady last month. Consumer prices up 2.4% in February compared with a year earlier. But that was before the attack on Iran sent energy costs soaring. This is AP News. The Jeffrey Epstein files continued to shake politics overseas, particularly in Britain, with more government records of Prime Minister Keir Starmer's appointment of Peter Mandelson as ambassador to the U.S. Jill Lawless reports from London.
Starmer's now facing a political storm over his judgment, or lack of judgment, in appointing Mandelson to that important job. The documents released may add to the questions he has to answer. And that report notes that appointing Mandelson would carry reputational risks because of his relationship with Jeffrey Epstein. This batch of documents is just the first release in what's anticipated to be thousands and thousands of pages relating to Mandelson's appointment and his time as ambassador. One key piece of evidence that hasn't been released is what Mandelson said in response to the questions that were put to him about his friendship with Epstein. The government says that will show that Mandelson lied to Starmer and that Starmer acted in good faith.
That's the AP's Jill Lawless reporting from London. There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.